Here's a telegram for you. Look.
For me?
Well, certainly it's for you. It's what it said. Here, take it. See what it says. Well, what's it say?
Don't rush me now. Wait a minute. It says, I already had breakfast.
What? It says you already had breakfast?
Yes.
Oh, what are you talking about? It don't say that.
It does.
I tell you, it don't.
It does.
We'll read it. Let's see what it says. It
says, Ed Peters, Corn Center, at before 6 a.m.
At before 6 a.m.? Oh, you don't say that. Let me have that telegram, son.
Take it. Take it. Yes. That's what it says right there. Ed Peters, Corn Center, at before 6 a.m.
No, you darned old fool. That says Ed Peters, Corn Center, 8B4.
See, at before 6 a.m.
Yes, but that 8B4 is a number. The number of the telegram. Here's the message down below it. Says your wire reply, our letter, first inch stop.
Well, what in tarnation is an inch stop?
I don't know what it is. Wait, maybe we'll find out. Read some more here. Raise our ante $50. Stop.
Stop after we raise the 50?
I suppose so. $50 more for the mic interview. Holding up operations till we hear from you. Bowie and Haloney Advertising Agency.
Darn thing don't seem to make sense.
Oh, of course it makes sense.
Well, what's it about?
Why, it's about the letter they writ you. It says for you to answer it first.
I got to get it first.
Yes, I reckon that's so.
Yeah, darn goodness,
so. I don't recollect getting in the letter from the... Oh, yes. See, I bet I know what become of that letter.
What become of it?
Well, there was a letter come to you the other day, and I put it there in the cash register, and that fellow that gave us the radio set come in, and he went out, the letter was gone.
Gone? Ding it, Zeb. I wish you'd be more careful with my mail.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I'll bet that letter was important, too. Kind of
now, just
anyhow.
Keep your shirt on, I tell you. I know exactly what that letter was about without even reading it.
Yes?
Yes.
Well, how'd you know? How do you know so much?
Well, I can tell from this telegram. They was just trying to dung you for money, that's all. Don't you see here? Why reply our letter first inch? Stop. Raise our ante $50. Stop. $50 more for Mike interview. Holding up operations till we hear from you. Bowie and Haloney Advertising Agency. Why, it's as plain as a nose in your face, yet, Peters. Take your pencil there. I'll tell you how to answer this.
Now, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll fix them. Let's see. Bowie and Haloney Advertising Agency. You got that?
Yes, I got it.
Cannot raise $50 for your aunt's operation.
Yes, go on.
You got that down?
Yes.
Fast. Her for Mike, neither. We never even heard the fella. You can't slick with us. We're too darn smart. And son of Jeb Winterbottom.
Is that all?
Yes. Wait. I want to write a letter to the General Supply Company, too, while you're setting. Had to order a pair of spats for Mrs. Pinkley, but long distance. Spent $1.80 in phone calls and $1.20 for the spats, and then she decided she didn't want them. So we're out $3.
Well, what you going to do about it?
You're going to send the spats back.
Well, you darn fool. Then we'll be out $4.20.
Well, how do you mean?
We're out $3 already, ain't we?
Yes.
And the spats cost us $1.20, didn't they?
That's right.
And $3 and $1.20 is $4.20.
See, I guess you're right, Deb.
That darn tootin', I'm right.
Well, what are we going to do with the spats if we keep them?
I'll tell you, Zeb, I got an idea. That is while I was talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give them away as a prize to the first person that buys $6 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
$6 worth of groceries and a $3 pair of spats, all for $6.
Well, but the John Brown. Dad, ding it, Deb, that's what I call real ID. Kind of shine your old hide. You got a head on you.
Oh, Chuck, that ain't nothing.
Well, now, listen, I tell you, let me have that telegram. You needn't bother typewriting it out. I'll just take it over to the telegraph office and have the... hello, Miss Pinkley.
How do you do, Miss Pinkley? Can we do something for you?
Oh, no, I just dropped in to talk to you about a little matter. Professor Thistlewaite tells me you're planning to start a radio station in connection with the tour.
Well, yes, we were sort of thinking about it.
Just thinking, yeah.
Yes, that is, if we can get the darn contraption put together.
Well, I think if I can be of some help to you in that respect.
Well, now, see, that's darn nice you, Miss Pinkley.
Yes.
Well, it's really nothing. I'm glad to have the opportunity to help, because I think the right kind of broadcasting station here in Corn Center would do a great deal for general culture.
For what, Miss Pinkley?
General culture. You know, so many stations...
But this station won't do no good for him.
For whom?
General Coulter. He was killed by the Indians years ago.
Oh, no, you're quite
mistaken. Oh, that's right, Miss Pinky. Yeah. I seen a picture of him over in the pool room there. Coulter's last stand.
Oh, but you're thinking of Custer's last stand. Custer. Custer. He was betrayed. Sold out by his spies.
You say he was sold out of?
Sold out of pies.
Oh, no, Custer was...
What kind of pies?
Oh, you're...
Custard pies. Now keep the doing trap shut. What are you saying, Miss Pinky?
Oh, but he didn't sell pies. Custer was...
Well, he didn't. What did he keep a stand for?
Maybe he just sold hot dogs.
Yeah. He didn't sell anything. He was a general, a soldier.
Well, he's dead, ain't he?
Yes.
Well, then, what in tarnation are you arguing about?
Oh, I'm not talking about General Custer at all. I said Coulter. General Coulter. The better things of life. I think the right kind of radio station broadcasting the better sort of program would be an elevating influence. Don't you think so, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes.
You're speaking about having a little difficulty in getting started. Well, I have a nephew who is very familiar with radio. In fact, he was formerly chief technician and head announcer at station WART. His name is Robertson Dunn. Probably you've heard him on the air.
Of course, you don't get much of a chance to listen to the radio, Miss Pinky. You see, we...
Robertson isn't doing anything just now, and I'm sure he'd be delighted to come here and take charge of your station. I'll write to him about it if you like.
That'll be all right. Say, Miss Pinky, we got a special on today.
Yes, a real bargain, too.
Yes.
Your dad darn tootin'.
Mm.
$3 worth of groceries and a $6 prize, all for $3.
Is the prize really worth $6?
Now, just a second there. It seems to me that you...
Your dad darn tootin' is worth $6. I figured it out myself.
Well, I don't know if I really need anything, but I suppose I could take $3 purchase in order to get the prize.
What did you have?
Now, let me see. Well... just make up a $3 order of assorted canned goods.
Yeah, but you get up there and hand some of them canned goods down. I'll wrap them up so Miss Pinky can take them along with her. How about some nice...
Oh, no, I can't take them. You better have them delivered.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, where's the prize?
Right here you be. A $6 pair of spats.
Oh, but those are the same spats Mr. Winterbottom offered me the other day for $1.50.
I don't give a dad darn what he offered them to you for. Them spats is worth $6. Tell you, I figured it out myself. And I'm nobody's fool when it comes to a figuring.
Well, if they're really worth $6, all right. However, I just bought a pair of spats at Oliver's store, so I can't use them.
Dagnabbit, just when I make a sale.
But look, I'll turn them in against the amount of the order. I can do that, can't I?
Yes. I suppose you...
So you owe me $3.
Owe you $3?
Why, yes. You can have the spats back, and they're worth $6, aren't they?
Yes, it was $6.
And my order was only for $3, so you owe me
$3. I guess that's right. Thank you.
And oh, yes, be sure to deliver my canned goods before dinner time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Pinky.
Yes, goodbye. I don't know, but I think we lost money in that deal.
Oh, shucks. Tell the man as you, Zeb, you're crazy.
What do you mean I'm crazy?
Yes, you're crazy in a tick. We made money.
How do you mean?
We got the spat back, didn't we?
Yes.
And they were $6.
Yes.
Shucks. We made $6 on a $3 order.
Ooh.